Thank you, Perry Farrell, for putting together Lollapalooza. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. Bill, I want to bring some data that has come up, which I didn't know about.
Because, what have you got?
Teen drinking goes up at various times of the year during festivals, holiday weekends, mm-hmm. and some of the things listed in this study, St. Paddy's Day weekend.
I would imagine, sure.
Cinco de Mayo,
yeah.
Memorial Day weekend, Pride weekend, Pitchfork. I took my 17-year-old son, Michael, to Pitchfork, and he was a little embarrassed to go with his mom, but mm-hmm. then he realized I took care of the tickets and he was seeing Brian Wilson, so he very quickly shut up. Mm-hmm. I did not see a lot of young kids at Pitchfork. Lollapalooza is going to be a lot different, and that's happening this upcoming weekend.
Yeah.
Dr. Nina Alfieri in the studio, an ER doctor at Lurie Children's Hospital. You have co-authored a study on underage drinking, the one that I was speaking of?
Yes.
It is, you know, I know kids are off for the summer. I might have had a drink or two when I was under 21. But
write Wendy's name down.
This isn't a report.
Just write her name down. I would.
But you know, it was like a gradual thing. Like we'd have somebody who had a very terrible fake ID and we'd go get a six pack of beer and we'd have a beer or something.
Right.
Things are changing a little bit. And we were just talking off the air. What are you worried about at Lollapalooza with underage drinking?
So we've seen from the last bunch of years of data that the numbers of children who are hospitalized for alcohol during Lollapalooza have skyrocketed.
Why is that?
So we don't exactly know why, and what we do know is, you know, from 2008 to 2014, there was a dramatic increase. The peak of hospitalizations for kids 13 to 20 was 213 children.
Oh, no.
In that weekend.
That's very high.
I never knew anyone growing up that went to an ER because of drinking. Ever. So what are these kids passing out? Are they drinking too much? What we were talking off the air about, a lot of times these kids haven't had a drink before, mm-hmm. and maybe something is easier to smuggle in, like hard liquor. Mm-hmm. That's a rude awakening to alcohol, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It sure is. By the time they come to our emergency room, they are there for a multitude of reasons. I can speak from experience from working in the ER during that time. Some of them come completely inebriated and not knowing their name. Some of them come because of heat-related illness and dehydration, and we know that alcohol is a significant contributor to their symptoms when they come in. Some of the children also are taking pills and drugs they don't know the name of. That really concerns us. Our traditional urine tox screen that we use doesn't pick up many of the drugs that kids are taking these days.
Why is that?
Well, within the last couple of years, there has just been an enormous increase in different drugs
that
people are making, synthetic marijuana, yeah. Ecstasy, synthetic, all kinds of synthetic drugs that our drug screen just doesn't pick up right now. So we test for what we can test for, but we look at the patient, we treat them, and sometimes it can be scary as a physician not knowing what they took.
Yeah.
Right. And they can't answer those questions because they don't know what they took.
Do they bring themselves in? Does a friend bring them in? I'm sure you have some that are unconscious as well.
Yeah, often, at Lollapalooza, there are personnel that walk around that identify children and adults that are that inebriated, and mm-hmm. they call ambulances to bring them in. That's the most common situation. There are kids who are found down in the grass. We don't know what happened to them. They get picked up and brought in. Some of the kids are accompanied by friends. It's very rare that they're ever accompanied by a parent.
But yeah, sure. I would imagine.
Yeah. So it really is. It's the perfect storm of all the elements working against the kid at the same exact time. Like you said, it's heat because you're out all day. It's mm-hmm. it's dehydration. It's the fact that they've been drinking and possibly doing drugs. It's everything at once.
Correct.
All right. I'm going to sound like a grandma right now.
Here we go.
Right. Like I said, I may have partaken in underage drinking when I was a youngster.
Grandma.
But it was like beer, it was Mad Dog, it was
the official drink of grandma's Boone's everywhere.
Farm, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we never did pills. It's like all of a sudden the 60s have come back. There wasn't, I mean, right. I didn't know people doing pills. Yeah, a few people smoked weed, whatever. But it's, I just find it astounding that a kid is going to get a pill from somebody and go, oh, yeah, let me try that. I mean, it
but
can
that happens
you.
All the time, doesn't it?
What has happened to me? I'm like an old lady.
Yeah, it's scary. And part of it is the culture of being at a festival. You see people around you. And when you're with kids and someone hands you a pill, you know, the parent, we as physicians really feel strongly our number one partners are parents. And so we are reaching out to parents to educate their children before this happens to say no and to realize what a big health risk it is to partake in any of that. You know, these kids are 13 to 20. They're not even old enough to legally drink. And, you know, in general, it's really, really important for parents to meet with their kids and just say, do not take anything from anyone
right.
ever.
Yeah, most importantly, you know, even if you get a joint from someone, if you don't know that person,
that's
you don't
a marijuana cigarette for people listening. Wendy's speaking the street lingo. Wendy's working on the street lingo. But I'll
this
translate.
Is what's scary. You don't if you don't know the person you're getting that joint from, you don't know what's in it. And you mentioned synthetic marijuana that can kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Kids don't realize this. I mean, right. these things they take, it could be the last thing they ever take
yeah.
and the last lala they've ever gone to.
So why isn't that more evident? Maybe we're adults, so we get it. But if you're a kid, how do you not know that just one wrong move and that could be your last one?
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of these kids are, you know, high school students that are going for the first time. And I think they may not even know what they're about to be exposed to. And so that's our goal in advocating to educate people and let them know that this is happening at Lollapalooza. Like I've said before, I'm a big fan of Lollapalooza. I love music festivals.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually going this year.
Oh.
Who are you going to see?
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, yeah.
Now, but, you know it'd be bad if you got drunk there, right? You understand that that would be bad.
She's an adult.
All right, go ahead. Get drunk.
But either way, you know, our whole goal with all of this is not to say not to go to festivals. We
right.
want festivals to be a safe place for children, and we can do that. We just the number of children who are hospitalized for intoxication should be zero.
It should be. Does the festival work with you or with medicine in general at all to get the message out? Is mm-hmm. Are they doing anything to help?
So actually for, you know, this year, as a result of the project that we did, we actually had a meeting with a lot of key people in Chicago, including the mayor's office, the health department, folks, security guards, the head of the police folks. There are a lot of people who are interested in helping these kids.
Good.
And none of us want to see Lollapalooza ending or
right,
anything like
right.
that. But there are people who, you know, everybody feels strongly that children should not be in danger.
Yep.
So there are a lot of efforts happening at Lollapalooza itself. You know, they check people who buy alcohol. They check purses. They check people when they come in. There are folks that are going to be walking around Lollapalooza who are, you know, not necessarily security guards, but kind of
narcs, Bill. They're narcs.
Are they narcs?
No.
Yeah. No?
they're there as kind of advocates to like help identify these kids and bring them to medical tents. So there are a lot of folks who are trying to help us. And
good.
This is a really big effort on the part of the city and our hospital. I'm here because I want parents to be a part of it too.
Good.
Dr. Nina Alfieri here, an ER doctor at Lurie Children's Hospital. You co-authored the study on underage drinking, and something we did say off the air was a lot of times these young kids who go to Lollapalooza have not had any alcoholic beverages before, and it's easier to sneak in maybe a little pint of vodka or something, mm-hmm. and that's I know we covered that, but the first drink they ever had, it's something so hard, that's not good for them.
Yeah. So, you know, I will say I looked at the numbers of the children. I don't have all, you know, we don't have interviews with kids as part of our study to find out how they got the alcohol, but a lot of these children are coming in with risky single occasion drinking, so binge drinking. A lot of them are first-time drinkers. A lot of them are so young, they've never been exposed to that much alcohol before. Nor should they have been.
Yeah.
But it's the, you know, it's very hard to buy beer at Lollapalooza. So a lot of these children we're finding from anecdotal experience, kids come in with a hole cut in the inside lining of their purse with vodka in there. So it's the hard alcohol. It's the heat. It's everything. But it's the exposure to strong alcohol in the heat and
not a good mix.
Doesn't play out well.
And Lurie Children's Hospital is doing kind of like a drunk drill in preparation for this. We're going to take a quick break. 312-981-7200. Dr. Nina Alfieri, ER doc at Lurie's Children's Hospital. It's Bill Leff, Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN. Bill Leff, Wendy Snyder, Dr. Nina Alfieri in the studio with us, who we have found out is you're a general pediatrician.
Yes.
And you work in the ER as well?
I do.
I'm
one of the chief residents over at Lurie Children's Hospital. And I just finished residency. I've rotated kind of all over the hospital.
Great. Congratulations. That's great. Thank you.
And you're doing something pretty special that I thought was fascinating, drunk drills. I know that there's been terror drills and things that have gone on in the city before. Mm-hmm. And now Lurie's is going to run drunk drills in preparation for Lollapalooza. Tell us what this entails.
So we do simulations, especially, you know, the ER faculty and other faculty at Lurie Children's Hospital, we do simulations that are basically cases that prepare residents and nurses and physicians and staff to deal with certain medical emergencies or medical situations. So this year, because of the sheer volume of children we're seeing the last couple of years, our hospital is taking a proactive approach. We are doing simulations to kind of prepare everybody for handling these kids this weekend who come in. So
did you have someone who pretended to be drunk?
We did. We had actually one of our simulation kids star simulation interns this past week. She's actually the daughter of one of the ER physicians.
Oh.
She is an excellent actress, and she pretended to be drunk.
Yeah.
She's going to Yale next year for college. So, but she helped us. We wheeled her into the room, and it was actually kind of scary to think how realistic that was.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, you see a patient come in the ER, obviously you want to save them, but when it's a young kid, I mean, don't you want to work even extra special hard to take care of these kids?
Absolutely.
I know this shouldn't be an important part of it, but it kind of is. If a kid comes in and they're drunk like this, does anyone press charges against that kid somehow for underage drinking, or does that not happen?
So we personally don't. I, as a physician, care the most about their health.
Yeah, of course.
You know, we want to stabilize them, make them healthy, and a big part of our job is educating the parents.
Right.
I mean, the child typically is not in a state to learn at that point. But
there's no police report filed or anything like that?
Not that I know of.
No? Okay.
Yeah, and I think no one would take a friend in if that would be the case.
Well, we want people to bring people. We want people to bring children to medical care.
Sure.
So,
when they need it, sure.
Yeah.
Somebody texted Wendy and Bill, I passed out in the picture line at my prom. Mm. Biggest lesson ever. Thank God for the fast acting faculty and the hospital. Now I sound like you, Wendy. My sister used me in the pre-prom speech for her kids. Don't do what Auntie Debbie did.
Oh, yeah.
But that's what happens. And, you know, peer pressure, I guess I do understand that. And are there tips that parents can do? You shouldn't not talk about alcohol. You should actually open up the conversation. What can parents do to help their kids who are going to Lala?
Mm-hmm. So as Dr. Karen Sheehan had noted in one of our other releases, parents are very impactful on their children. We have studies that show that parents who teach their children about their health, children listen to their parents, even if it doesn't look like it. So we want everybody, and this, you know, Lollapalooza is this weekend, but this is I looked at the numbers for every single weekend. There are way too many children being hospitalized for alcohol, which means there's even more children who are drinking alcohol. Parents need to talk to their kids about being safe, about saying no, and about the dangers associated with drinking alcohol.
You brought up binge drinking before, and I'm curious. I saw a study about 3 or 4 months ago. I always assumed incorrectly that binge drinking was mostly a male thing, but the numbers for women keep going up and up and up for women. Is there a reason? Why would that be?
So it's a problem across both sexes.
Yeah.
I don't know that I have exact numbers. In my particular study, we saw that males and females, there was a slight female predominance in the amount of people that get hospitalized. But
yeah,
women are smaller. It takes less alcohol to intoxicate women compared to men.
Right.
in my particular study, women, the 16, 18-year-old females were hospitalized more often. But it's a problem across both sexes.
Yep.
And sometimes, you know, when you're taking care of the kids and 4 o'clock comes,
maybe,
you know, you need a little dangling carrot or a lime with your vodka and tonic. But again, as an adult, you can make those decisions. These are kids who aren't ready to be making these decisions. Lurie Children's Hospital, Dr. Nina Alfieri, is there a website we can go to find out more information on this?
So if you go to our main website, we have press releases and we have infographics to kind of educate about underage binge drinking.
My mom was not a very big drinker. We had like a couple bottles of liquor in the liquor cabinet that were probably 30 years old.
Oh.
The Bailey's had solidified. She had kept it there so long. But I know
Bailey's and Lindt is a great drink for adults, for
kids
responsible adults.
Are getting into their parents' liquor cabinet. I recall the time I went to a ZZ Top Outlaws show and took some vodka in a Mr. Clean bottle, which was really stupid.
Yeah.
Because like it didn't look weird that I was drinking out of a Mr. Clean bottle.
Sure.
Somebody
would suspect.
Arrested me just for that. But as I went to Pitchfork, I was telling you off the air, I have never had my purse searched so much before. Typically, they'll go through it. They'll look through it pretty quickly. They pulled out my makeup case and said, could you open that for me? They pulled out my wallet. Could you open that for me? And they really went through it because kids are hiding it in inner linings of their purse.
Yeah.
People at Lala are going to check for that, correct? So
yes.
Don't even attempt to do it.
Yeah, they'll be checking.
Nina, thanks for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thanks
it's a serious problem, and we hope to do some good here. Again,
I hope you're not crowded over the weekend.
No,
we
hope
so too.
Yeah, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
I hope so,
Dr.
too. Dr.
Nina Alfieri from Lurie's Children's Hospital. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll find out what's going on in the news. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.